Leon? Yeah. Welcome to Earth and Mike, man, where conversations always, let's just say different, you know? Oh, yeah, welcome everybody.
Hey, boss, like, look, man, this is like a female based episode, so like I wanna find out like a different perspective now of like how can you like, are there any notable differences of when a girl is in a relationship and when she's not?
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. Oh, that's tricky.
Well, like, how long have you been in your relationship? Is it like 7, 8 years?
Yeah, 7. This year is 7.
So, like, how does it feel being in a relationship for that long?
It obviously has its challenges, but it's nice because, like, it's like a safe space, you know, with him. He's like my best friend. Can you hear me properly?
Yeah, you can just speak a bit louder. Yeah?
He's like my best friend because we've been together for so long. He knows me in and out. Like, he just knows everything about me. Even when I'm sad, he can pick it up from just hearing my voice. When I don't know what to do in a situation, he just knows how to help me out of the situation, give me advice. So it's nice in the long relationship compared to in a new relationship, you know.
Yeah.
Because we just know each other in and out.
So, like, can you remember a time when you weren't, like, in a relationship?
When I was still in primary, probably like 3, 5, 6.
Yeah.
I don't even remember being outside of a relationship. That's how I am.
So you don't know how it feels to be single anymore.
No.
But like, can you experience it from like your friends? Let's see, like maybe like your friends are single, like.
Yo, never. I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, I had a friend in high school. She was single. She was happy. She never had stress.
Yeah?
Yeah, she never had guys stress.
So, but, like, how does it feel, like you being like an entrepreneur and hustling, so like would you encourage that for like all girls to do, like to try to start their own business?
Definitely, I would personally encourage each and every girl to have a side hustle, not even just girls, even guys.
Yeah,
everyone must have sort of like a backup, you know, where you know there's money going in, because we live in a tough world right now. It's just, you just never know. 1 minute your parents is working, the next he or she is retrenched, you know?
Yeah, so like how did you start being like a hustler, like an entrepreneur? Like when did it start? Like back in high school? Primary?
No, not even. No, I started during lockdown.
So like last year?
You know, for me, it wasn't like just about making money. I just did it as a sport to keep myself busy during lockdown.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and then I first bought a stock worth 900 grand, and then it just sold fast, and then it just kept on going. And it was obviously very nice. It's very nice to like have your own man, you know, not being dependent to your parents, especially if you like things like me, you know, because like a man does not pass by without buying a clothing item.
Yeah. So yeah. like what were the challenges in the beginning? I'm sure there were many challenges when you started out.
The challenges are even now, you know, because I'm young and now I'm I have to sell to older people. Like most of them, they don't respect you. They look down on you because you're younger. You know, you constantly have to explain yourself. Oh, I don't know. Like in a way, they just look down on you. They're demanding. Like I want it urgently, and like I don't have an answer. Well, it's fine. Then I'll look for it somewhere else. You know, that's just being rude.
Yeah, but I'm sure like this type of experience will like maybe help you later on. Or like do you see yourself doing this like more in the future, or like it's just gonna be something you do for now?
I don't know, it depends on the sales I make, obviously, because even now I bought Token Match and it's still here. So if business is slow, I'll have to shift to another franchise, but I won't stop selling. That's one thing I know. I'll never stop having my own business. Even when I graduate, my plan is not to work under someone. My plan is to create businesses and job opportunities.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur.
So, like, are there any, let's say, like, if you had a friend and they were also looking for, like, opportunities that maybe you're having right now, like, would you encourage them to do the same thing that you're doing as well?
Yes, definitely. I also have a friend now. I did encourage her to join, but she doesn't have enough capital to join. But then also my roommate from last year, she's working under me. I recruited her, and she's also now selling the flat summit tea. But I wouldn't encourage a friend to sell clothes, because you know I'm selling two stuff. I'm selling the flat summit tea product, and I'm also selling clothes. So I wouldn't encourage a friend to sell clothes, because she's gonna be my competitor, you know. But with flat summit tea, I would, because I'm also going to gain, you know.
Yeah.
So but I would definitely encourage a friend or any other girl to start to hustle.
So, you said you are also selling a flat tummy tea, né? So, like, let's say maybe someone listens to this and maybe they want to know, like, how does flat tummy tea work? Like, what would you say?
I'll tell you how it works, like as if you're the customer.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the flat tummy transformation combo, and then inside it has the flat tummy green tea, and then it has the flat tummy power oat, and then the flat tummy booster capsules. The flat tummy booster capsules work as fat flush. You drink them every day until you complete the course for 8 days.
Yeah.
And then the flat tummy green tea, you drink 1 liter each and every day. You do not skip. However, you must bear in mind that you still have to drink 8 glasses of water in addition. And then it's the flat tummy power oats, which you eat every morning when you wake up. But you also have another option of eating other alternatives like boiled eggs, bread. There's also a 7 days eating and cleansing plan. You follow it. It has the breakfast, the lunch, and the job. Yeah.
So like when you take the products, like, must you still exercise when you're taking them or?
Yeah, but then mostly it's about how you eat. Cause I had a client before. She never exercised, but she did lose belly fat because she sticks to the eating plan.
So, like, is it like always effective, or has there been cases where, like, it hasn't been effective?
It's always effective. It actually depends on the person, you know, because you cannot use the product and then you eat junk food and stuff. Obviously, it won't work for you. You have to stick to the eating plan. But I have used it before I started selling it. I used it for a week to see if it does work, because I do not want to sell something that's going to make people unsatisfied at the end of the day. You know? So it did work for me.
So like how did you come about like selling clothes? Like, did you have a passion before you started selling clothes? Like, you want to go into retail, or was it just something you saw as an opportunity?
I just love clothes. You know, I love clothes. So I wanted to buy clothes online. And then when I saw the prices that it's very cheap, then I just thought, why not actually buy those stuff and just sell them to make profits out of it, you know?
Yeah, smart. Yeah.
And it's not also just about making money. I just love making women feel confident in their selves, you know, in the things they wear and how they carry themselves. Also with the flexibility, I love seeing people happy with how they look. Also with the clothes, you know, when a customer is satisfied, I'm also happy.
So, like, in future, then, like, would you ever, like, design your own clothes and then sell them?
No. No, definitely not. I'm more of, like, what you call corporate, like, corporate or business.
Yeah,
designing and all of this stuff, no. I think that's for my little sister, she's good with designing clothes.
So, like, how is the extra income which you, I mean, how is the extra money that you make? Like, how has it, like, benefited you since you started?
Yo, it benefited me a lot. Especially this year, because, you know, excuse me, because of this COVID thing, my parents, they don't have that much money to, like, spend me a huge amount of pocket money.
Yeah.
Monthly allowance. They were not able to send me money, like, on a monthly basis. So it helped me, because anything I wanted to buy, I bought it. Like, also, like, milk from Res, because, you know, staying at Res, sometimes I would want, you know, like, snacks or milk for breakfast, all of that stuff. I was able to buy it with my pocket money.
So, like, it has helped you become...
Go out with my friends.
Like, it has helped you become, like, more, like, of an independent woman.
Yeah, sort of like that. A mini independent woman, because I cannot afford to pay my fees, but I can at least afford my lifestyle.
Okay. So, but, like, one thing I also wanted to ask, like, every like whenever you like post something, it's always like do you ever come across like people that like just hate you for you? Because I know like with most girls, like there's like a lot of jealousy around between girls and hatred. So like how does that make you feel when like another girl just doesn't like you for you being you?
Yeah, definitely. That does happen a lot. It doesn't affect me anymore. It usually did years back because I lacked self-confidence, in myself. So people's opinions matter to me. When people say you're fat, you're this, that, I would see myself
No.
as that chubby girl, but now I just honestly don't care what people say. Instead, I just take the negativity and turn it into a positive aspect in my life, or as something to push me to even work harder,
Okay, yeah. So like now like for like mostly all girls out there, and like would you say like most girls out there now should like strive to be more independent instead of seeking maybe like to find themselves a rich man and things like that?
No, girls from here, they just want lessons and all this stuff. Like, girls from here are just lazy,
Yeah.
Some are just dating because they just want money from these guys. And these guys, they're not even rich. They just out to play with our lives. I mean, like, it's not worth it, like, giving yourself to this stupid guy for money. It's not worth it, honestly. But there are girls who do that. There's this other girl from my hood. She is dating this other man because that guy is supporting her and her child. And the child is not even the guy. She told the
Yeah.
guy that the baby daddy passed away. And the baby daddy is still alive. So she's just merely been with that guy for financial support. Which is sad because, I mean, as a woman, you need to be independent, honestly. Because
Yes,
you never know what happens in the near future.
yeah, well, sounds a bit sad, yeah. So like do
It's
you have
not
any
sad because it's an option. It's a choice you make as an individual. Whether you're going to work hard or you're going to be dependent to a person. God gave us brains, hands, and everything. Why not use it?
yeah, but I hear so like is there anything else which you are like doing outside of being a businesswoman?
Not really at this moment. No, I'm not doing anything. No, nothing much. I'm just working on also building myself as an individual before jumping on other ventures.
So, but like, I also want to know, like, how does it feel like growing up in a church, like a church environment, most of your life?
Not easy. It's not easy at all because every decision you make, every choice you make, you have to think of the congregation. You have to think about your parents' reputation. It's
Yeah.
like you cannot live your own life. You have to live what the life that's expected out of you.
So like there's like added pressure and
It's too much pressure. It's too much pressure. It's not nice at all. It's not nice. But obviously, they want what's best for you and whatnot. But sometimes I feel like there's sort of like a boundary. You cannot be just free and fly anyhow.
Yeah, so like, do you have anything that you want to say? Or we can end the episode right now.
No, what I would like to say is that as the youth, we just have to keep on pushing, focusing on the goal. Don't move away from the position where you are. Keep standing. Don't let the wind or the waves shift you from your position. Keep on focusing on the goal. And just know that the sky is the limit. Anything is possible. If you put your mind into it, if you believe in yourself, if you believe in God, anything is possible.
Okay,
and stop
like,
abusing and stop abusing substances.
Where can people find you? Let's see, like, they want to contact you maybe for clothes or flat tummy tea.
They can contact me on Instagram. Do small letters _ Monati. Monati as in Monate.
Yeah.
Or ultimately they can send me a Facebook message to Mokwena. Mokwena or the OE, not the W1. Or they can WhatsApp me on 076 480-3267.